Hello, and welcome to The Concert. I'm Scott Nickrens, music director at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, and for the next 45 minutes, we'll be listening to some of the most outstanding live performances heard here at the museum. If you like what you hear, you can find new, free classical music posted every 2 weeks and subscribe to the podcast on our website at gardnermuseum.org. For now, though, I invite you into the museum's tapestry room for some great performances you won't hear anywhere else.
This week on episode 1 of The Concert, we'll hear a program called Beethoven Before and After, with two pieces for strings and piano. First, violinist Kori Sarafcik and pianist Pavli Jumpinen will play Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 3 in E-flat major, a tuneful early sonata Beethoven wrote when he was living in Vienna. At the time, Viennese classicism, heard in the music of Haydn and Mozart, dominated the scene in Vienna, and you can hear their influence in Beethoven's works from this period. Next, the Clermont Trio will play Beethoven's Ghost Trio, written more than a decade later. Beethoven's life and his music had changed substantially at this point. In 1809, Beethoven was rapidly losing his hearing, but he continued to write music, and in spite of, or perhaps because of, this huge change in the way he heard, his music sounds quite different and shows incredible innovation. In the Ghost Trio, named for the spooky-sounding chromaticism in the second movement, the piano has a bigger role to play than in the early violin sonata, and the musical ideas are passed between the two instruments, reused and reinterpreted in a highly creative way. In this podcast, we hear Beethoven's growth as a composer through his works for strings and piano. First, Beethoven's violin sonata in E-flat major.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Concert. You'll find more information on the music you've heard on our website at gardnermuseum.org. You can also subscribe to receive automatic updates every 2 weeks when a new podcast is released. On our website, you'll also find information schedules of our upcoming concerts, where you can hear more great live music almost every Sunday from September through May here at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.